Numbers and Tech Podcast is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard. Numbers and Tech Podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communications expert and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468. Hi, I'm Melissa, and this is the Numbers and Tech Podcast. Every entrepreneur has a story. Listen to women discuss the financial side of their business, both the challenges and successes. Let's grab life by the bottom line. Welcome. I'm Melissa Shane with Numbers and Tech. One of the questions I get asked a lot is, what do you use for fill in the blank? So let's talk about business tools, what business tools I use, and what I see my clients succeed with. One of the biggest challenges entrepreneurs face are staying on top of all the necessary tools. You have to respond to emails, make sure your website works perfectly, organize your work, keep in touch with your network, and avoid getting distracted by social media. So I've put together a list of probably about a dozen different business tools that I've used and see others used over the past few years. So grab a pen and paper or your phone and get ready to take some notes. The first one is Namecheap. You have to buy your domain name from somewhere, and I don't recommend buying it from your host. Because if you ever decide to move your website or change hosts, your domain might be stuck with them unless you get it transferred. And that is not fun and is usually not free. So I've never had any issues with Namecheap. They're affordable, reliable, easy to use. It's just a no-brainer. Most domain names start around $12 a year, and you manage it from their dashboard, which is a pretty simple tool to use. Next, to initially build an online presence, I recommend just starting with Instagram. Then you can move on to creating a website. And if you're going to sell products, Shopify is the simplest option to integrate shopping directly on top of your existing website. Shopify also helps with inventory management, orders, and payment processing, and their plans start at about $29 a month plus transaction fees. So they're another no-brainer on my list. Next is Planoly. If you haven't used Planoly yet, some people also like Later, but I'm familiar the most with Planoly. It's an Instagram scheduling tool. You can draft Instagram posts and then set a future date and time for when they'll post. I try and schedule my Instagram posts 30 to 60 days in advance. There's a free version and there's a paid version. Once you post an Instagram story or just a normal post, you can always go back and change it if it hasn't already uploaded. So it's a great way too to visually see how your posts look together. And then if you're going on vacation or if you know you're having a really busy time of year, get all those up out there on the schedule and you've got nothing to worry about. So I'm already to tool number five, and that's an email list. And I have a love-hate relationship with email lists. But there's this female-founded email marketing platform called Flowdesk, and these women have answered all the issues of the email marketing game. Flowdesk is affordable. It starts with a free trial, so always start there. And then it's $19 a month, at least as of today, and it's definitely worth paying for. They're very design-oriented. Flowdesk guides you through the process of how to create emails, and they tell you where to put an image or where to put your copy. So make sure you at least give the free trial of Flowdesk a go. Tool number six is Canva. Canva is a photo editing tool which you can use to create customized graphics for your newsletters, for social media posts, even presentations. You can alter your own photos, or Canva's got a free image library. I've found Canva to be the most simple to use compared to other tools of this same type. There's also a free version, or you can pay $12.99 a month for the pro version. And the free version has tons of functionality, but I think the pro version is worth the upgrade if you want to upload your own brand fonts or colors and have access to a larger library of stock photos and videos. So give Canva a try. The next tool is near and dear to my heart. You probably hear me talk about it or post about it all the time. It's QuickBooks Online. QuickBooks is one of the most popular and best accounting software options available. You monitor your income and your expenses. It has a pretty simple interface, and you can send financial statements to anyone you want. You can also easily automate a lot of the everyday transactions. What a lot of people don't realize is that QuickBooks has a billing or an invoicing tool that can automate invoices you send out as well as payments. So you can set up reoccurring transactions. They also have a banking feature where you connect your business bank account, your credit cards, all those transactions feed into QuickBooks. And then all you have to do is categorize them. For example, you might say that was to pay rent, or that expense was utility, or that was for a meal. Once the software sees who you pay rent to a few times, or who you pay your utility bill to a few times, it will automatically suggest that that's where you categorize it to. You can then take that a step further and set up a rule where every time it sees, for example, Idaho Power, it will automatically put that to utilities or electricity, and you don't even have to do it. So it really can automate and save you a lot of time. QuickBooks Online starts at about $25 a month, but they also run many specials where the first 3 or 6 months are typically half price. So I always say give it a shot and try it. Which leads me to the next accounting-based tool, TurboTax. So TurboTax is a do-it-yourself tax software. And if your business is a startup or you don't have a lot of complexity, TurboTax is a great way to go. QuickBooks can feed into TurboTax. TurboTax will ask you dozens, and I should probably say hundreds of questions to make sure that you don't leave any tax deductions out and to get you the best possible refund. Also, once you've used TurboTax, every year that you come back to it, it'll carry forward, you know, your name, your social security number, your address, and it'll also compare your current tax year to prior tax years and even suggest, hey, you didn't put in any expenses for this type of item. Did you have any? So I recommend using it year over year. For the 2020 tax year, TurboTax was $120 for federal income tax electronic filing and $50 for each state income tax filing. So now as we move out of accounting software, I like to use Slack. Slack is a quick messaging app. It's basically a communication tool that helps people to work together in like a team setting. I kind of think of it as a cross between text messages and emails. Slack allows teammates to create a channel, I'm using that in quotation marks, a channel based on a topic or an interest or a department. You can also share files within Slack. You can search within Slack. Slack starts at about $7 a month, so it's not too cumbersome, and I highly recommend it if you are working on various projects or with a multitude of people. The next business tool that has become immensely popular is Zoom. Because of the lockdowns last year due to the COVID-19 pandemic, you can conduct online meetings, share screens with your clients. I've used it practically every day for the last year. There's a free feature. Typically, those meetings can only last, I believe it's 40 minutes and maybe up to 30 people. And there are pro plans that start at $14.99 a month, where you can have longer meetings, more individuals as part of them. You can also record these meetings, which are great if you're using them for training. I use Zoom all the time with my clients. That way they can share their screen or I can share mine. We can be looking at QuickBooks together or TurboTax together or any documents. And it's just a great way to be having a conversation with others and not having to be physically in the same room. So that rounds out the top 10. The last two that I really like are Unsplash and Calendly. So Unsplash is completely free. It's a website of photos. So it's stock library. All the photos are high quality and you can find fantastic photos for your Instagram or your website. You keyword search. They have business, landscape, food, women, men, animals. I love the photos on Unsplash, and I've tried dozens of photo stock libraries, and they're my top favorite. And then the last business tool is Calendly. Calendly is an appointment scheduling software. It kind of eliminates the old school way of going back and forth on email or phone messages for scheduling meetings. You just connect your business calendar to your Calendly account, and then Calendly will only present the days and the times that you are available to others so they can reserve an appointment time with you. It definitely saves a lot of back and forth, and it frees up a lot of time. There's even a free version. And if you want some of the additional features, the premium version costs about $8 a month. But once again, I highly recommend download and use the free version for a few weeks and see if you like it. So there you have it. Those are some of the best business tools out there to help you run your business efficiently. All of these tools are great at what they do, and you can't go wrong with any of them. I know your choice depends upon various factors like the size of your business or your particular business problem, and of course your budget. But many of these have free versions or free trial periods, so give them all a try and see if they really free up your time. I say over and over again, outsource your weakness. You need to be focusing on what brings you money and making your time the most efficient so you can be successful. And remember, you don't need all of these tools to be successful. If you have limited money to invest in your business, start with the tools that will save you the most time today, and they'll take the place of hiring a human until you can build out your team. If there's other tools that you used that you highly recommend, I would love to know what they are. I'm always looking at business tools. I'm always learning about them from my clients. So please send me an email or go out onto the Numbers and Tech Instagram account and send me a message, and I just may include it in a future podcast. Thank you once again for listening, and have a great day. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Numbers and Tech Podcast. Future episodes will include chats with other amazing entrepreneurs. Let's keep the conversations going, whether you are running the show or working on your side hustle. We give you the business advice you need. If you learned something new or felt inspired, let me know. If you want more tips and great information, follow my Instagram account, Numbers and Tech, or email info@numbersandtech.com. Always remember to grab life by the bottom line.